Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
PRV manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. PRV's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact PRV Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.przmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
It's now time for Atomic Dog and Grudge Matters.
Good evening, Grudge fans. It's another pretty hot day today. I want to try to talk about some Grudge racing, upcoming events, some past races that may have happened this weekend in different parts of the state. See how people fared in these Grudge races. Any upcoming events that might be going on that I haven't known about, any locked-in races, some upcoming events that someone may want to come on and talk about today. Not a whole lot going on, but we're going to talk about some things and try to learn something. I got a topic coming up today, a couple of topics. One of the topics I'm going to talk about is, and this topic has come up because I had a little issue, went on a lock-in from last week's show, and I heard a few people kind of concerned about how the lock-in went. So I believe there's something I need to talk about, shed a light on it. People come from different perspectives. If you're out there today, you know, I wish you chime in, push the one button, voice your opinion on it, because different places around the state and other states, it's something that come up when people are trying to stipulate a race. And that topic we'll get into once I try to get a few people on to talk about some races. But that topic will be, does a drive of a car need to be stipulated in a race? Does the driver of the car need to be stipulated in a race? And there can be some difference of opinions. People think different ways. People have different respect for different drivers. So So for public information, that's something I think as Grudge Racers, all of us probably need to kind of give our views on it, because I see some people take it different and don't think it's right. Another topic, what I want to talk about today is who are some of the young guns of the Grudge Gang today in our area? Who are some of the young racers? There are a lot of racers out here, and there's some young racers. When I say young racers in the Grudge, I mean some of the young cats may only been around, you know, 5-6 years racing. You know, they're some of the young guns, and there's a lot of tracks that have some small-time racers and some young fellas who bring in action that we don't know about. And I'm going to ask some of you guys that may know some of those guys, if you would, you know, hey, we want to try to give the young generation some recognition, the young fellas, some of this, you know, airtime to get acquainted, to get to know some of the racers who've been around a while from different parts of the state and other states around the state. So that's something I want to talk about. As we all know, there's a few Grudge races coming up. I guess I'm going to go out and know we got one coming up August 11th down in Eagledale. They got a Grudge race going on. Following that race, August the 18th, Atomic Dog and Show Enough Racing, Usman Grudge Fest, will be going on at Dallas Raceway. We have some interesting conversations going on about a pretty competitive back half class of races that want to go head-to-head for some money. Should be pretty good. As you know, we've been posting that thing. We're building this thing up. Already a few locked-in races. As you know, we got Tony Thorne locked in to run the X430 car out of Dallas. That's a locked-in race. You got myself, Atomic Dog, locked in to run Purple Rain from South Carolina. You also got Lil Flip and myself both locked in to run Bobby Wildchild out of Georgia. Boss Bynes have talked and said he's bringing a busload of people, and he's going to be trying to find a way to get some revenge on some people here in Texas. And guys, we want to be ready. I'm just going to make light of this. Boss Bynes just came off a pretty big weekend. Him and the Grudge Inc. show went on the road to Chicago, Illinois, as the busiest race. Boss Bynes, I think he said, went 4-1 or 5-4-1, I believe. He went 4-1 up there at that race. And from my understanding, someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I heard the guy won about 20-something grand. And I heard he's bringing the 7-Up car. So you guys that may know the 7-Up car, I heard that he got a record with that car of 19-4. I think one of his losses was here in Texas. And just if he bring it back again, I believe the guys in Texas want to step up and give it another loss. So just for public information, that's why Prime Time and the Money Maker car got a Mustang, Bam Bam, 7-Up. They'll be coming along with a few more. They say they got some surprises. So we'll see. Boss probably be coming on in one of the next couple, another week or two, to try to find his man. I just want to go out there and say, if there's anybody out there that know of a race that went on this past weekend in the surrounding area that had a race, and want to come on and push the one button and tell the folks what happened, feel free to do so. I'd like to give everybody time to speak about the races or upcoming event. If you have something you want to speak about, a race that's coming up, a race that went on, a Grudge race this past weekend, If you push the one button at this time, I'm going to give you the opportunity to take the floor. So anybody out there want to speak on the race?
678-0364, your mic is open. 678-0364, Georgia, your mic is open. Apparently they're not paying attention, Tracy. That's the only hand up right now.
Okay, maybe whoever did, maybe they'll speak up earlier. Maybe they just don't know that they're in the queue, and maybe they don't want to talk. If you don't want to talk, you got your hand up, you can push the one, take your hand out of the queue. Okay. Well, we're going to talk about trying to make some sense out of a race, or some races that's coming forward tonight. When stimulating the race, man, it's just this is my opinion based on my experience of racing for many years. This is just my opinion, and we all have difference of opinion. Some of us agree on some things and some of us don't, but we all should try to educate some of the young and upcoming racers on how we should try to handle these stipulations on these grudge events, all these grudge races, regardless if it's at anybody's grudge race or just a local race on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday night. And this is one of the experiences, and I want to try to get these two guys on the phone because I got a call and, you know, I don't like to be in the middle of it all the time, but I try when I'm asked to take the information and the person is trying to stipulate a race with me, I try to write down what was said. And like I tell folks, these shows are recorded, so at any time, if you make any kind of comment or you stipulate a race on this show, you can always go back and listen to it and try to work it out. Now, I'm going to ask if Tinker is out there or Killer out there. I want to speak about, I hear some noise. I want to speak about the lock-in race that they're supposed to have coming up this weekend. I still hadn't got confirmation on which track they're supposed to do it at, but it did come to my attention from both people, the race. I got a call. If Kenneth is out there, you can get in touch with Kenneth. Get in touch with Kenneth for me. And also Tinker. Because
I just opened Tinka's mic. The noise that you hear is Tinka.
Hey, I'm sorry.
And I've tried to call Kenneth Williams twice. So far, I haven't been able to get him. I'll try to call him one more time.
Okay. Well, I'm going to speak on this race, and Tinka's on the phone, and we just want to try to make some sense out of this, get an understanding. And this was the deal, and that's why this topic has come up, and a lot of guys out there listening, I would like you to give me input, what you think, how you do a race. I know each and every race stipulation can be a little different, but just to see how guys feel on this, and I kind of stated some of my opinion to Kenneth. Kenneth called me about the stipulation of the race that he was running, Tinker, this coming up Saturday. They both talked about the race as though what they was running for, how much money they was running for, what cars they was running, and they will let me know the track that they was going to run at before this weekend. Somewhere along the line, Kenneth found out that Jacob wasn't going to drive his car. And Kenneth called me with a concern and said that wasn't the deal on the lock-in. I explained to Kenneth that you can go back and listen to the show and do as you want to take a conversation. No one stated who was going to drive whose car. No one stated who was going to be a driver of one's car. In some people's cases, it doesn't matter if you're running that car. Some people don't care who drives the car. I'm running that car. But from my understanding from Kenneth, the rate that he stipulated with Taker's car, he assumed that Taker was going to drive his own car. And I told him that wasn't the terms of y'all conversation. That conversation never came up. Kenneth didn't feel like it was right that the man that owns the car, that's doing all the talking about the car, should be the one that drives the car, because he's not locking up with somebody else's car that's going to drive the car. If he wants to lock up with the person that's going to drive the car, he should have been talking to the person that's going to drive the car. I explained to Kenneth, there's a lot of racers who have cars and don't drive them. There's a lot of racers around here who have cars and don't drive them. So when you step in your race, if you got concern about who's going to drive the car, that's why you need to learn to get that understood when you're trying to lock in your money. And kind of, you know, I just kind of explained it to him because he was up on the assumption if I'm locking in whoever's car, that he won't get right. So I want to go to the phone line, and she's trying to get Kenneth, but we have Tinker out there, and I want to go to the phone line and let Tinker explain, and some other viewers out there listening who may have the same concern or may have the same perception about the car. And my question is this: are you running the car or the driver? Are you running the car or the driver? Now, there can be two takes on this, my opinion. In some cases, I have seen people run the driver that's driving the car. And that's fine with me. Because, you know, people are going to shift their race to have their advantage that they feel comfortable with. That's fine with me. But if you a young gun, a person that don't really know, this should be a learning, a lesson to be learned. If you're going to stipulate a race and you don't know, you better ask who's going to drive. And if you're one of them people that may feel like one driver drives the car better than another car, and you only stiff that race because you feel like you had the advantage over that person that you thought was going to drive the car. Now, I'm going to close my mouth. I'm going to go to the line. There's a lot of guys out there. I'd like you to share your input and just share some light, and this should be a teachable moment. These are two guys here in the Austin area that's trying to step up and make a race, and already there's a confusion of interpretation. So, Tinker, I'm going to give you the floor first. I don't think you got Kenneth on yet. But I'm going to let you explain the situation to the folks so you know what happened.
Yeah, Trace, what's going on today, man? Yeah,
what's happening?
I really don't have too much to say on that situation. Killer, you know, he put an old mood, told my name, want me to drive, and that wasn't a stipulation, and I don't understand. I want somebody out there, what do you think about, you know, if you heard this last Tuesday, what went on, we locked in $100,000 and all we supposed to get in the track together. He was supposed to be calling some place and see if they're going to prep the track. Then he come back with this thing Saturday that I'm supposed to be driving, but we didn't stipulate that. So, like I said, I want to let somebody out there that's listening and see, you know, is that a race stopper or coward or whatever you want to call it, you know. Him and his brother. You know, I know y'all know Larry Williams. That's his big brother. I went from the big brother to get the little brother. Now both of them talking about this crazy stuff. So somebody out there, y'all talk about it. Let me hear what you think about it.
All So somebody push the one button, Tinker want to hear from some folks. What's your opinion? What's your take on when you're stipulating the race? If the driver wasn't missing, who's supposed to drive the car? You're trying to get another some other people's viewpoint to see what they think. Because one feel like the lock in ain't no good, the other feel like lock in is good. So we're just looking for somebody other opinion, just you know, see what people think about it.
Peanut, you're my on the lock in money too. What do who should get the lock in money? You know, what about that? I mean, talk about that too.
Peanut, go ahead.
All right. Tracy, I mean, when you lock him in the race, I mean, it's known that you locking in the car that you gonna race. I mean, that's no doubt about it. I mean, you don't lock in a driver unless it's stipped. If it's not stipped in the stipulations, then I mean, you assuming you race that car with whatever driver shows up. I mean, that's just the ball game. I mean, whatever you race in that car for that amount of money at this particular time, if you didn't stip, it's got to be John in this car, Joe in that car, then, I mean, you just missed out on that. Because, I mean, you racing the car. Oh, all right. Because you racing the car. I mean, that's my opinion. You racing the car. And if you don't race the car, then you lose the lockout money. That's what it is. If you don't race, you pay the lockout, and you're through with it. You ain't got to race him, but he got to pay the lockout. He got to pay the punk out.
Yeah, I agree with you, Peanut. I mean, I wrote it down, and I stated it back to Kenneth, and Kenneth, you know, he stated back to me, man, no, that's not right. I tried to explain to him, you know.
Why did he say it's not right?
He said that he wanted to race. For instance, I told him I didn't know who was going to drive the car, but he brought my name up. They traced out, I heard you driving the car, and, you know, if I wanted to race you, you know, I would have been trying to talk to you that you should have been talking for the car. You know, I don't want to race the car.
If I say I'm going to race my car, and you say okay, and if I bring John Force in the morning, that's just what it is.
I agree.
I mean, you just forgot to do that. And now that you forgot to do it, I mean, you just got to take that and suck it up and remember for the next time. You know, you got to take it as a learning tool that, hey, okay, I messed myself. Because that's actually what you did. I mean, he didn't miss you. You missed yourself. I mean, you didn't think about that. And I mean, everybody... You can't think about everything on a race. You're going to miss something. So, I mean, you know, you just missed it, and you got to take it as a learning tool.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. He got it on, feel like it's right. He keeps saying Tinker's supposed to drive his car, and Tinker's going to drive his car. And I said, well, man, we need to get this worked out, you know. And I tried to explain it to him. You know, he had a different opinion. That's why I won't get it on here. To kind of put it out there. That's why I want some other people that's on the line, give us your opinion about the situation, whether you think it's right or wrong, or do you agree when you're talking about racing a person's car, are you racing that car and the driver, or you don't care, you're just racing that car? I mean, there's guys out here on the line, man, you know, push the one button, who's out there next to want to talk?
Your
opinion, there's something we need to talk about.
Hey,
Tracy, we've got James on the phone. James, what's your opinion?
Hey, what's going on, Tracy? How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up, James?
Hey, Tinker. The way you should do that, if he feel like he can't beat whoever you put in the car, he claimed his brother's a better driver, Larry. Tell him to put Larry in the driver's seat. You know what I mean?
He listening. I imagine he listening. Him and his brother listening. They listen. I know they listen.
Yeah, if that's what's going on, just come put Larry in the driver's seat. I mean, drive from driver if you want to do it like that.
Yeah.
So,
that's what I'm saying. Larry, kill it, y'all. Larry Killer, John, I say you heard this?
No, they don't say nothing.
Put your big brother in there. You coward. Right. Both of y'all cowards.
Yeah, well, we like to hear what people say. I mean, you know, some people need to step up. You know, they might be having some races. It might be the same way. And guys, you know, it's inflammation. It's a bad grudge. It's a bad stipulated race. That's trying to get, you know, get a deal straight. It's
can y'all hear me out there?
Keep on picking confusion down. Yeah, we hear you. We got it.
512-6181. Your mic is open. 512-6181. Go ahead. Your mic is open.
Yeah, this is Larry. The Larry they be sitting here talking about.
This Larry. What's
going on, Larry?
Hey, what's up, Trey?
What's happening? Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, ain't much. I just caught a glimpse of all of this mixing our names all up in this race. But
you know, yeah,
for Warren, Kenneth's not scared to run anybody in Tinker's car. Now, I'm gonna clean that up right now. This Larry Wheat. But
only how you can clean up if we lock something.
Hey,
only
no,
how
you
can clean up if you lock something.
Hey, you need
if
to
you ain't talking about
side,
locking
baby.
Nothing, get off the phone.
Hey, no.
Hey, Tinker.
I got one for you, Tinker.
Get Larry to speak.
I got
just say what you're going to say, and then you can talk.
Tracy.
Let Larry talk. Oh, hold on, Larry. Tinker, let Larry talk, and then when Larry gets through, then you can talk. That way people can hear what y'all got to say about this.
Okay.
Larry, go. You got flow. Larry, got flow.
All right. So, this is what I got to say here. I do not have to get in my brother's car and drive. He can drive just as good as I can. But I do have to say this about my own car. If Tinker want to run me, we can do something next Saturday. Now, all they got to do is bring his ass to work tomorrow and don't be talking loud and crazy. And I don't give a damn who drive the car. We're going to run heads up next Saturday.
That's
word. And I ain't going back on my word. You don't have to take me. You can come to me and ask me.
Okay.
And go for the next man out there, too, you know, trying to figure out how this shit works. It don't matter who drives the car, man.
Okay.
It don't matter.
One thing you need to really do, brother,
you need to quit running around here and getting in everybody's camp like you driving cars and shit. And then when it push come to shove, you want to drop somebody else in the seat. If you're going to talk that much shit, you need to goddamn learn how to drive, man. That's what you need
can
to do. Then you can cover your own ass. You can cover your own ass that way. Yeah, you can. But I guarantee you, next Saturday, if you want to do something, when we get to work in the morning, you bring a dollar amount, and I'll lock your ass in next Saturday. And you put a date on it. I mean, time of the day. I'm going to let you do it. Pick your damn track, too, because I run everywhere.
Okay. Can I talk here?
Yeah, you go for it, baby. I ain't going to say no argument about nothing. You know, I'm coming straight with you. Now, go ahead.
Just go in this conversation. Meet me at Rick in the shop, in the shop down in the morning.
Ain't nobody else in this shit but me and you.
We're going to get Rick the money. We're going to get Rick the money tomorrow.
I can talk about that tomorrow. We're talking about Saturday now.
We're going to get Rick the money in the morning.
No, we ain't got to do all that shit at work.
Then who we going to give it to? We got to give somebody money.
Yes or no, man. I've been racing like this all my damn life. Yes or no. Ain't no explanation. Yes or no. I don't give a fuck who in the car.
Tracy, can
now,
I talk
to you? I'm not my brother. I'm listening.
Tracy, you told me you will give me time to talk, Tracy. You ain't give me no time to talk, Tracy.
Okay, let him talk, and then he'll go back to y'all, and that way everybody
hey,
knows what y'all got
Tracy.
To say.
Tracy.
Okay.
Well, let me talk to Tracy real quick, and then I'll let him have it. Tracy, I do not need to come to work and put the world in my business for some money. If this man nuts long enough, he needs to play that role.
Well,
yeah,
that's what he's saying, and what he's saying, Tracy, is this. You don't have to.
I hear
Larry,
what he's saying.
Larry, I mean, this is a grudge show. I mean, y'all can lock on behind. Y'all can lock on the show. Y'all can lock on the phone with each other. Oh,
I want
Larry
the money up.
He don't want to do it on
his.
All I hear Larry says he don't
want to
do it on
his. Hey, it's my time to talk, man. Sure,
job, man. The job caused problems, baby.
He don't want to do it, that ain't no problem, man.
I pay entry fees every damn week when I'm racing. Why are you asking in the
man? I'm going to hang up. I can't talk.
Well, I'm telling you some good things, so it ain't no problem. All you got to do is pass by me tomorrow and say how much, and we'll just get off work and do something at the store.
All I want to do is get anybody. We're going to Tracy's office and get him the money.
Oh, quit hollering Tracy, man.
Come on. We need to get put the money up in the morning. We need to put the money up in the morning.
We ain't doing nothing on the ground. We are not putting nothing on the ground.
Like Sharon said, we dancing around. We ain't getting nowhere. So you might get off the phone.
Yeah, right.
We ain't rocking
but
the money.
You
we ain't gonna do nothing.
I tell you what, you better not be at any track next Saturday. I'll call your ass out.
I bet
right
you better
now.
Not lock it today
you
on the phone.
Lock it in. No, I ain't got to hide behind shit, man.
Put the money up
and
in the morning.
And you need to keep my name out your mouth if you ain't going to do nothing. You've been doing this shit for 5 years. You're going to fool around here and break a record after a while.
Sharon, can you mute his mic while he talks?
I ain't talking about nothing, man. You're doing the same thing you did before. I wish I could tape your ass and play it back from 1999.
Ain't this the same one thing we're getting saved, the mood, the nicest and all that? Ain't this the same one, Tracy? We finally got him on the phone. Ain't this the same one that said all that stuff in that time, Tracy? Is that the same guy?
Hey, look here. I run you heads up.
See?
Run what the
why
hell
you
bring next Saturday.
Why you want to let me talk? That's what I want to say.
You ain't hearing nothing I'm saying. That's why I won't let you talk. August 10th. Whatever damn time you want to run.
Tracy,
time
ain't
day.
This the same one that we put on the show that you said that
we
were going
to
be
to
move?
We're trying to get where we can get to the next caller. That's all we're trying to do, man. We're trying to clean it up until we can get to the next caller, man. You don't understand that?
That's the guy that made that statement that you had planned to record on and said that, but he's also on the phone right now saying that he'll lock you up. All y'all got to do is just come to agreement. And
Tracy,
right
but
now,
why can't we? Tracy,
heads
Tracy,
up.
Now, hold on. Let me talk. Tracy, can you mute his mic?
Hey, let him talk, then you go back. Go ahead on speaker. You
let him go ahead, but I want him to understand one thing, Tracy. Heads up.
Oh,
we ain't going to talk about nothing else but heads up.
Okay, Tracy, go ahead.
Now go.
Tracy, all I want him to do, see, I'm already getting beat from his brother because his $100 lock that we got, so I got to eat that $100. Okay,
man,
now he's going to do
the
this thing. There you go. Well, let me talk, Tracy. Now his big brother want to get on the phone and do the same thing about lock the money on. I want to put the money on the wood. Then we put the money on the wood. That's what I want to do. So what he's talking about is nothing. We work
job,
together.
Man.
We can get the money to anybody at Travis, anybody. We can get the money through tomorrow.
That's the best thing ever happened in your damn life is being on the radio station.
Tracy, can you please give somebody the money tomorrow? I don't care who we give it to.
Tigger's saying, what are you talking about locking? You and Larry talking about breaking. Both of y'all talking about, you know, coming to each other, but y'all haven't said no terms to y'all.
I'm running for $1,000 Saturday. Hey, look here, Tracy. I'm running for $1,000 Saturday, and he put the time of day on there.
He locked the money, though. Lock $500 on tomorrow.
Ain't no lock. The lock going to be $1,000. When your ass get there, we run for
$1,000.
Bottom line.
You going to do me like your brother.
Hey, look here, I'm
going to
tell you this here. You're going to lose your money before I do because I raise every damn weekend. So it ain't no problem with me not trying to show up.
Can you just put the money? We work together. Why we can't give money to anybody? You can give it to the talk show host.
You cannot make a grown man put his money no
host.
Damn where, so you need to get that out your head.
Give it to the talk show host. You can't give the money to him?
No, I ain't give my money to nobody but to the winner. So you put your shit up.
For what? Be some old mess, just like your brother
can
there?
You do that, man. Since you're not driving your damn car, can you do that?
What?
Bet $1,000.
Fuck
a lot. Bet $1,000.
Bet $1,000 what?
See, now you done gone stupid.
Come on, talk to me.
Hey, man, you need to get off the man radio air and quit playing. Let other folks talk. They talking real talk.
Okay, Tracy, can I say one thing to you, Tracy? Yeah, I'm going to get off the radio. Tracy, can I say one thing to you?
And I don't want you just to hear myself talking. I'm for real by mine.
Tracy,
I want you to understand that.
Tracy. Can you? Is there anybody out there who understand that what I'm going through? This is what I went through his brother about $100.
Man, you ain't going
about.
Through a damn thing.
Let me talk.
You just bring up on yourself. What you need to go through is a damn psychiatrist some damn where.
Say, all I want to do is lock the money in the morning. Put the money in somebody's hand. Can we do that? That's all I ask.
If buying damn cars you can't talk about.
Say, all I want to do is put the money in somebody's hand.
Well, say,
would you hold the money for?
I know what you're saying, Tinker. You feel like you locked up with his brother, and y'all got a condition, but his brother feel like that, you know, the driver was you, and evidently he thinks you're putting somebody else in the car, and so, you know, he had a concern about that, but Larry's coming on saying he'll lock you in, but he don't want to lock no money up. So, you know,
I want to bet that $1,000 at the track. Just bring your ass to the track, $1,000. I'll be there. They ain't got to call me to come to no racetrack.
Trace, I understand.
I'll
be there. I understand that he want to lock in. But I'm going to tell you, he's not a man of his word. The reason why I say that, he told me, I recorded him. He said he's going to give him the stage, the move, the clip, everything.
There you go with that yes.
And got an attitude with Miss Sharon. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to go by just his word number. His word ain't shit. But if he's locked behind him 100, his own and his life, I bet you that.
Who you talking about?
Your ass. That's what I'm talking about. You locked behind him 100.
I'm sitting up here telling you I'll run you for 1G Saturday, 10th.
All you got to do is lock
you
half
never
of that.
Said, yeah, I'll do this yet.
If you lock
if
it,
I turn around
you already know
it's going to be done. $1,000 up on a lock, you ain't going to do that either.
Damn,
and
I
can do that. I guarantee you, I can do that in the morning,
well,
but I'm not going on the job. I take your ass down the street, dude. But see, I don't want to lock your ass down about
that. Listeners and fans, I say, you see, this is Larry. He's a coward. He won't even lock the money. He already, his brother beat me out of 100.
Man, you can say
that.
Everybody talks through the phone. We're not even close to each other. So you saying what I'm not going to do and all this, you don't know what the hell I'm going to do.
Why
I
you
never said
it?
What you ain't going to do other than drive your car.
Put the money up. Put the money up. That's all I ask you to do, man. That's all I ask. I don't ask you to do nothing else.
Is that all you want to hear, man?
Look, you tell me you're going to meet me at Tracy's office? You're going to meet me at
all you
want to
hear? Hey, Tracy, you got other people online?
Hey, Lou,
get
anybody, any of them, Mr. Spawning, anybody can hold the money.
No.
Your
hey,
supervisor can hold the money.
Question.
I don't even know him.
I'm going to ask you a question.
No, you can't ask me, chicken. You ain't going to ask me.
No,
Tracy's still online?
Yeah, go ahead.
You want me to ask you tomorrow, man, or you want me to ask you today? Tracy.
You can ask me anything. I don't care.
Oh, okay. You going to drive his car for him?
Ain't no your
business. I don't know who's going to drive his car.
No.
Why you worried about it?
Tracy, man. I want to know if Tracy's going to drive your car.
Why you worried about it?
I already know you can't drive. Cause I called your ass out last week at the track, and you talking about no, with your 20-something running ass in the quarter.
That's right.
But anyway, Tracy, you going to drive, man. Me and you'll talk.
I don't know who's going to drive his car, man. He ain't gained a man, and we ain't talked about that, so I don't know who's going to drive it, you know.
Okay, if he ever find a driver, man, you know my number, Tracy. Just let me know, man, and, well, hell, we see each other anyway. Just let me know, and that way we got, I can go on and put $1,000 in this man's hand on lock-in.
So you going to come in the morning and lock that?
See, misunderstanding what I'm saying.
Oh, well, goddamn cleaned up then, Cal.
So, anyway, Tracy, ain't
no
help between me and you. We already know how towers work.
Larry, yes. Do I hear you saying that you want to lock in $1,000 or you just want to run for $1,000 but don't lock nothing in?
Either way.
When you want to lock it in?
He can stand.
When you want to lock it in the morning?
The one thing about the lock-in shit, that's easy money. Because I know his ass ain't going to make it and have me sitting up at the track. But, yeah, I win that money, but I want to run the fool. That's why I want to run him for $1,000 and keep him off his radio.
Larry, you're a comedian, man. Y'all give up what you're doing.
I ain't
comedian,
no comedian.
Man.
That's real talk. You just ain't listening to it right. See?
Well,
you don't have nothing to say, man. You don't have nothing positive to say out of
it. We tried to get Ken. We don't know if Ken at all. We know we wrote down an agreement between Tinker and Kenner. We know Kenner had a misunderstanding about the car. If you can get Kenner on the line, because they're supposed to do something Saturday, but they got a problem with who's supposed to drive the car. So we just want to know with Tinker and Kenner, is that their deal, the way it was stipulated, it wasn't a driver stipulated in it, and they locked $100 and ain't gonna get
So if all that go over good, just say they're gonna still race, we still need to find a track, right? I can make
right.
This shit happen now, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
if that one gentleman said get his brother to drive his car, hell, he drives just better than I do. But anyway, yeah, it can happen. It's gonna happen anyway. He ain't gonna lose $100 if I got something to do with it. Not on talk. That's bullshit.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, well, you just be able to pay or run. Either way. I think you better off losing $100 because you ain't going to go up there running for no fucking $100.
Today is Tuesday, and neither, I don't even know what track because nobody can't get rigged on track.
The game, the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Trace. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, Kendrick hadn't lost no $100, and he ain't going to lose no $100. The ideal thing is right now is location.
Kendrick hadn't lost no money yet because Saturday hasn't got here yet, and they haven't turned to agreement on the track. But the race.
Yeah, that's all they like right now.
Right now, they're locking for Saturday. They locked for Saturday. But they hadn't said which track.
Yeah, that's all they need right now.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get Kendrick.
So anyway, I guarantee you, this is a young week. I guarantee you, Tracy would know. He'll call you and tell you. Tinker, he's full of shit. He'll probably tell Tinker the date, and Tinker will come tell you some other bullshit. So he'd rather go straight to the head.
But I'm just trying to keep it straight, man. Because what I got right now, I don't know. And people might want to know. Some people might want to, you know, around in here, you might want to see it. I wouldn't know what track to tell them or something like that. So, well, hell, tape it and put it on your show. Go ahead. No, I said tape it and put it on your show. They ain't got to be there. <laughs> You know, they got videos. People will put it out there. So, yeah, this thing needs to be sold for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just been going on too long.
Confusion, and I hear people bickering and calling and bickering me back. And, you know, I don't have answers to give them. And so I try to let the people talk, man. They put it out there, misunderstanding people. People do have misunderstanding. I hear you say it don't make no difference with you who drives. Kenneth, you know, it might not make no difference with Kenneth, but when Kenneth said, he said, take the phone to drive his deal with Tinker. So I don't know how that's going to come out, but. Be honest with you.
The man really want that man to drive his car, and my brother not nowhere close to me. I know how he feels. But if anybody else drive it, the race still on.
Yeah.
That's just one of those things, man. It's still on.
Okay. I like you, Larry. I really do, Larry.
I don't know no other way to put it.
All
I can tell you, the boy is crawfishing up out this shit every time you shoot him some good information. What he need to do is get on the damn team. Teach him a little thing and quit riding your shirt tail, Tracy. And that way you can go on with your business and leave that little peon alone.
Oh, ain't that some shit?
Yeah, man. I mean, hell, I said that. Didn't nobody say that on the radio but me, Larry.
Yeah, okay, Larry.
Said it, meant it, and represent it. Say it again. Do it twice.
Okay, but can you come? Can you meet me at Rick's shop in the morning? Come at Trey Jobs or something like that?
I don't need to meet you at nobody's shop to be showing out and getting in trouble behind this shit, man.
You're
a grown man. Did you get your house on your own?
No, I didn't. I got some help.
Shit.
Now,
all you got to do is say, yes, we'll do something, and that's all
you
got
we'll
to say. My word
is
better than your damn money.
Yes, we would do something if you lock the money in.
Oh, so you won't run unless you lock money in.
With y'all boys, yes, sir.
Yeah, okay, I see. Okay, what you want me to lock in, man? I'm going to leave it all in your court.
Wait, hold up.
What you want me to lock in? How much you want to run for when you get to the track, and what damn time you want to run? It don't matter to me. I don't give a damn track.
I'm
gonna lock somewhere I know your ass got to race me in the morning, so I ain't even gonna talk about it on the internet. All right?
Okay.
Will that work?
All right. Well, yeah. let me know how much you're gonna lock.
Your ass ain't gonna run me.
Just let me know how much you're gonna lock. That way I make sure I got it.
I ain't gonna let nobody know but you, man.
Well, let me
if you
don't call me right back, let me know.
I ain't gonna call you back and tell you shit.
Well, you gotta let me know how much to frame. That way I know we see how completely out of the house.
I already know how much to frame.
Huh?
You bring whatever you got at the house. That's what you bring. Make sure you keep your ass covered. That's where you're supposed to go racing, man.
Okay, go ahead and let somebody else talk, man. Go ahead and let somebody else talk.
Yeah, real. Please do, man. So this man ain't going to do nothing. This is another damn year for him, by. Boy, you're going to set a damn record here. Wow.
Well, here's this. Oh, man, you give me a headache, man. You ain't talking about you. You won't like nothing. You keep on talking about your word of mouth. Your word ain't shit. You know it ain't. You're a coward. Your brother's coward. So come on, man. Let somebody else talk, man. Come on.
Man, you can't run your ass out of paper bags, so you need to get off the phone.
Man.
You need to get off the phone. Now, wait a minute. Hey, Tracy. I want to ask this man one thing, and it ain't going to be cursing. I want to ask him a question without him arguing. Last Saturday at the track, he ran a little car coughing and pooping and popping off the line, quarter mile past, which, hell, everybody coming down the highway saw it. And then he come up and talked to me about how did it do. And I gave him a little compliment. Hell, it did all right because it was, you know, worse than before. Then I asked him, you want to do something? No. So what's up with this shit, man? You want to keep on wanting to race at home, but when you're at the track, you don't want to race. What's wrong with that shit?
Man, lock the door. You just locked up. All I can add is
I don't understand that, man. I don't understand that. So anyway, when you figure out what you want to do, man, you know, just holler at me. Make you let somebody else call, man. I'm through with this. You ain't going to hear my name on here no more.
It's,
you know, if you've been out here, you can beat him, try to, you know, line up and try to make the race happen. And somebody go out there and get it, somebody's tail, and hey, send that on the track. I mean, I think this man, you need to sell this show to him, man, because he likes to talk. He ain't going to do shit. That's all it is. I already made it clear. I don't care who drives. His head's
okay.
Up.
Okay. Yeah, man, I'm making it clear. Lock something. So we both make it the same clip.
And you go with it. You learn how to say that shit, and you don't know how to say nothing else. Just
that's
a
right.
Damn kid. Yeah,
well,
you done learned that shit off
the
music, and you don't even know what it means.
Well, I can, because I want something that's behind something. I think you
don't know what it means.
I think you
don't know what that means.
I'll show you what it means.
I ain't got to put my money in hands like that, man.
Well, like I say, Tracy, music, Mike. Sharon, you out there music, Mike. This man, we dancing. All we doing is dancing.
All right, sound like y'all, you know, y'all kind of stuck in between, you know, can't come to an agreement just yet. So, you know, but
well,
if you want to hear some opinions on some other callers out there about the deal, when you try to negotiate a race and a person does not say who's driving the car, does the race still go, or does the person who stepped the race feel like he don't have to pay if the driver was stiff? You know, people got different opinions out there, and I'm just throwing it out there. You know, I'd like to hear somebody else's opinion on it. What do you think about it? Because right now, in this case right now, it poses a little problem. We still haven't gotten nowhere. So I like to go through the lines and get callers out there and get their opinion about it, see what other people feel. Across the state and surrounding states. The mic is open.
Hey, Trace.
I put you on, but go ahead.
Hey, Trace.
Go ahead.
Now, on the race with Kennard and Tinker, and that's the weekend race coming up, right?
It was locked in for Saturday. It was locked in for Saturday.
Yeah. So who said it's not locked in now?
Because
that's what I'm trying to find out.
Kennard called me saying, Kennard said to me, that he didn't know, he thought he was locking in with Tinker driving the car, and Tinker saying, Kenneth thought that I was supposed to be driving the car, which I had nobody talk to me about driving the car. And, you know, Tinker at work told me that, man, that Kenneth don't want to do nothing, so I don't know what the race is at, plus he had to set a track. So,
well,
you know,
this is what I can say about it, Tracy. If he hadn't told you he didn't want to do anything, then you go on that. That's the way I feel. Other than that, like you said yourself, you didn't know if you were going to be driving a car or not. You wasn't even thinking about that car or whatever. So, theoretically, my brother was talking about running Tinker in his own car. So, if you do get in the car, man, it's still going to get ran. I don't care who get in it. So, other words, get Tinker straight on this. The man hadn't lost no $100 or whatever you're trying to say on a lock-in. On race day, that's when you lose the money.
Right. That's right. Exactly right. So, Tinker, right now, Tinker, the race race is still on. We should have
the same right now, in other words.
So, you want to know.
So, Saturday, I'll see you in the game. See you in the game. There it is. K-Foley. And now, you want to do something? Like I said, we got to put the money up. Okay? But your brother, I'll see you Saturday night.
Larry.
Yes, sir.
You talking for killer, right?
Well, yeah, that's my brother. I mean, I know he ain't going to jump out of this thing, and the weekend is not even here, not even close.
Okay,
he probably sitting back chilling,
Okay, so what I'm saying is this. Taker just said the game. The track at the game is what Taker just said. So
I heard it.
Are you agreeing that the game, because he named the track, and are you agreeing with your brother that the race is locked in for
the
game? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, let me ask you this, Tracy. I know a whole bunch of real racers out there that you know, E.T. races or whatever that race, San Antonio. But I know a whole bunch about all of them tracks. So what night you talking about in San Antonio?
Saturday.
They locked in for Saturday.
Okay, so I'm going to let you know this before you run down there. On Saturday, man, you ain't going to be able to run that time run and stuff like that, I don't think, because they do that on Friday.
Now,
They run
a bracket program, but if you got a grudge race, they would let you run in between rounds. I go to San Antonio and I check, and every time I go when they, you know, got cars going down the track. And I get to run the car.
Well, you got to make clear that, because I had a lot of friends haul down there just to test their car because the track was prepped, because they had ET racing going on. And
yeah,
it turned down and they come back on Fridays or Wednesday. So, you know, before you make the haul, you got to make a decision on that too. So, you know.
I get the word to you, but. You know, I go on Saturdays and they still be doing AT racing, and I go down
right,
track.
Right,
so,
right.
But I know you want confirmation.
This is the way it worked. Used to work. Now, they could have changed it in the last month or so. Now, you go down there and you want to do some testing too, and you got to pay for a full tech card.
Yeah.
And run time along with them. Yeah, you got to pay the actual money, whatever it is, $50, $100, whatever it is.
Yeah,
and if you don't want to get in the ET class, foot brake model, top E, then, you know, you can just sit on the side, but you're going to run three time trial with it. That's it.
Yeah, and that's what you do. You buy the tech car, whatever class, if it's a foot brake class, whatever you're running in that class, you get in the back of the line, y'all get up there, y'all side by side, y'all do y'all thing.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's the way you do it. You got to buy the tech car for just getting, like I said, you get in the foot brake thing, get in the back of the line when they're doing a time trial, and y'all come up and y'all do y'all thing.
Yeah. So, you know, just getting it straight before they get down there and get in an argument with the owners and stuff.
That's the way you do it.
Hey, Chris,
can you open up the lines and let somebody talk on that situation?
I'm out of there. I'm gone. I'll just talk to you tomorrow.
Got the one button, and they want to chime in on that discussion about the driver of the car. Doesn't make a difference. Don't matter when you're locking in. You're locking the car in. Anybody got their hands up? Who we got out there?
Ricky, your mic is open.
Tracy, what's up?
What's happening?
Hey, the way I feel about it, if you don't specify who exactly is going to be driving the car at the time that you're making the agreement to race, then you just got to line up a race or pay the bet and move on about your business. Because, you know, right now with all these steps and stuff like that that's going on, not everybody learning. If you don't step that out on the day of the agreement of the race, then you just need to, you know, you're going to have to pay it out. And really, the way I see it, though, you know, me and Peanut talk about it all the time. If a man got 100 passes in a car, and then you're going to hire who would be an ace driver to drive a car, and this is his first or second time in that car, he more liable to mess up than the regular driver. You see what I'm saying? So it really don't matter.
I agree with that.
It really don't matter.
I agree with that.
I really just say, hey.
All it is, man, is just a tactic that some people use, and some people feel like, you know, they want to put another driver in it. They feel like they got a better shot. And another racer might say, well, I don't want to race against that driver. He might have more experience. Some people don't care if they hate him, they're not going to have that car. So either way it goes, it's a gamble. Either way it goes, it's a gamble. The best driver don't always get out first. The fastest car don't always win. The deal is, them two cars trying to make agreement. But as racers that are out here, man, I heard the discussion, so that's why I put it out there. And some people that matter, some people that don't, you know, so, but the overall deal is, when you negotiate your rate, sometimes for the people who worry about who's driving, just to know for them, maybe they want to stipulate if they talk about racing certain cars, if they got concerns about certain drivers, maybe it'd be a good idea for them to specify the driver. But for ones who it don't matter who's driving, it ain't no big deal. But in some cases, it might be so. Anybody else out there want to share on that? Any more hands up?
No more hands up.
About it?
No more hands up, Tracy.
Okay,
that's
so.
That's it, man.
Okay. That's enough said on that. So, guys, you know, for the ones who are out there listening, you know, if you're one of them people, go and thank the driver, make a difference. You're worried about it, you need to open your mouth and stipulate it. If not, it don't matter, you're running against the car. So, I guess
quote unquote, a good driver can't make a slow car go fast, though, if it don't have the power. Leave that with you.
Okay.
Only thing you can do good is cut a light. That's it, bro.
That's all only going to do what it's going to do. And, you know, hey.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. That's right. I mean, you know.
Yep.
I tell you what, it's only going to run when it's going to run. So that's
yep.
the way it is. But.
Only way the driver going to win that shit if he cut a 500 light, 400 light, then he's a hell of a man. But he can't make no horsepower on his foot.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, you know, just people bet make money, and they look at things a little different, some of them, so. It's not, in every case, it's not that way, but in some cases, you know, it can make a difference. I'm going to say this, it can make a difference. You know, a driver can make a difference, so, you know, some drivers can get a car down the track, and some drivers own a car might not be getting down the track. I mean, regardless, you know, you can put two drivers in two cars, and in some cases, you know, some driver might get there a little quicker. Maybe if it's the weight of the drivers, or maybe that driver probably, you know, tuned it a little bit different. It makes a difference in some cases, depending on the respect you got for the people who's operating the machine. A lot of it got to do with that. You know, you got somebody they got a lot of experience in. And cars and working on the cars and tuning cars and driving cars, you know, you might respect that camp a little bit more, but you got somebody new coming out. They got a group of people. You kind of look around and see who's working on the car and stuff like that. You know, you might think that, you know, they don't have a whole lot going on for them. They're kind of new, and so they probably ain't got it right. So, you know, in some cases, you gotta do your homework and find out information of what you think about the car based on who's working with it, because in case-by-case scenarios, it can make a difference. You know, with Taker's deal, hey, he's a newcomer on the block. He hasn't got signed nobody, and people, you know,
how many years you say?
Right there trying to stick him in the car.
Years did you say? Did you say some years? The phone was breaking up. Sound like you said a whole bunch of years.
No, I didn't say Taker had 8 years. I just said in Taker's case, he's just stepping up and trying to race his car. He don't have no years of driving experience, to my knowledge, of actually trying to race. And so people are trying to stick him in the car. And, you know, I think he's smart enough, I guess, to know in certain cases, you know, he don't want to get in the car, but sometimes it become a problem. So, you know, he's stepping out there. Had nobody caught him in a trap yet, but You know, he's gonna have to get his foot wet. Whether he put somebody in the car, don't put nobody in the car. The car's gonna go down the track. So.
Well, I done gave him a date, so he can beat all around that if he want to. So.
Well, you know, y'all
that's
gotta
bottom line on that.
Yeah. Well, like y'all still got some work to do on trying to make that race happen, and you know, I'm gonna let y'all handle that. And whenever y'all decide to handle it, y'all handle it, but.
Well, I'm going to say this one more time, too.
Okay,
hey,
well,
Trace.
Go ahead.
I better not never catch him back at that track time only again. No, I'm going to get beside
him. You're going to be
I'm going to go ahead and get beside him on a Humbug for free.
You going to try it for free?
Yeah. If he ever come back there and call himself testing tune, messing up the game, the bracket program, I'm going to pay for time only, and I'm going to run him every time he try to time only. Heads up. Might have to let it go. I don't know. I don't want him to stop going to the drag strip, man, racing the car, trying to dodge me now. I don't want him to do that. But I tell you again, if he ever come back to the drag strip, time only, wherever the hell he's at, I'm going to make it my business to get up there beside him in the next lane. And then, and the official cannot stop you because it's two lanes. They rather get you on the road other than waiting one car, go down the track. So,
Larry, repeat that what you said.
That's
for free, Tinker.
That's for free, man. I'm
saving
you right
there. I had to catch
your voice.
I put the phone down. Repeat what you said. I put the phone down for a couple of minutes. I had to do something. Repeat what
I
you just
said.
Saying,
when, hey, look, I don't forget what I say.
Okay, come on.
Next time you ever come to the track and pay for time only, I'm going to pay for time only. And you won't never get to run by yourself with me there. For
okay,
free.
Now can I talk?
Go for it, baby.
Okay. Fans, once again, this is a race stopper. Won't he come in the morning, lock that money, and we can get this all over
with? Oh,
here
you go with that shit.
Well, I'm
here
just telling y'all,
go.
I want the fans to come on and face their fans. Hey, y'all, apply to this. Get him in the morning and come lock so we can meet and put the money up, and we can get this chance.
This is not coming out, man. It's early in the evening, man. This is not 10:30 at night, brother.
I can't talk to this man.
That's all you do.
Put all that time on his plane, because I'm just playing with the car. But if you put that money up in the morning, we're going to see who will shut up. We're going to see who's going to walk around with a skirt on. We're going to see who's going to walk around with a skirt on if you lock that money in the morning.
That's what scared me.
Now the case is closed. Now, you talk all you talking, but if you lock that money up in the morning, I promise you, it's on. Now, I said it again, you big old coward. Somebody, if I get on the line and you're going to come pick
you
on
know, when
me,
a man get upset like
we're
that,
gonna see who gonna
he really don't want to do nothing.
Okay, well, all you got to
really
do is lock that money in the morning.
All upset, man. Don't do that,
man.
It's just drag.
Lock the money in the morning. Come on, lock the money in the morning.
That's all it is, drag.
Between you and your brother, I know y'all got $1,000.
Hey, Larry, let me ask you a question, Larry.
Hell, I just spent $1,500 on a converter yesterday, so how the hell you think
I don't care what you
spent.
Bring three or four in the morning.
You sitting up there saying what I don't have?
Bring three
hell
or
you know
four in the morning, we're going to see.
Well, you ain't
Tracy, I
want to
ask you a question. Would you hold that money if he bring it to you and keep it on a hush-up?
If y'all lock in a race, I mean, you know.
And you'll keep it on a hush-up, right?
Well, it's hard to say keeping on the hush up, y'all, because y'all on the radio show right now, so everybody knows you're talking about coming.
But you won't go say what I'm saying, though.
Yeah,
you won't go say it, because he don't know what
if y'all not coming to me, y'all lock in something, I'm not going to say nothing. I just know y'all got it locked in.
Okay,
so.
Case is closed.
You know the date, right? Tinker?
Yeah.
You know the date, right?
I like just lock in some money, man, because I ain't fooling with y'all like that. Y'all. It's scam.
No, you do know the date. We get the date understood first. On the 10th, August 10th. Not August 10th,
2013. Let me see. August
10th?
Let me go to August
10th
right quick.
It's
so
August 10th, 11,
on
whatever 10th? It is. It's the weekend.
Okay,
August 10th is on a Friday. August 10th is on a Friday, I believe.
Hold
yeah, August. No, on the 11th is Saturday. So we come in the morning, yeah. We lock it in on the 11th. That's a good deal. Yeah, we do that. Don't lock that money in. We come in the morning and get that money to Tracy or give it to Rick or give it to Big Lou. Give it to anyone, your supervisor, your co-worker, whatever. Just tell me what it is and we give it to them. Case closed.
Yeah.
Tracy,
okay, well, in
something.
The morning.
If you get him to lock something, call me back. I'm going to do something right quick, man, because we're going round and round and got other fans that want to talk about
I'll tell you what, man. We'll lock it in the morning for $1,000,
okay.
And you drive your car.
Okay. I'll tell you what I do. You let me get up out of there, and I'll run.
That's
I'll
a yes or no
I'll
question
drive.
Right there, man.
You let me get up out of there, and I'll drive it. I'll show you how you stand up. I'll show you. Coward.
Hey,
you go
get
in there, you coward.
Don't get upset, man, because you can't drive, man. Golly, bum, man.
Hey, Tracy,
just,
I'm going to hang up.
Just lock 10,000 in the morning when we get there, and you drive.
Tracy, if he decides he want to lock that money, call me back, okay?
You didn't say that
I'm
right. You should say daddy. I'm talking to you, bum.
All right. Take a drive down, Larry. He said he'll race you. If you let him watch him leave, he'll drive it. And
I've been watching him leave every time he comes testing too. Shit, that's why I want to get on the side of his ass.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you another way I can watch his ass leave. He bring his ass down to my house with a car on a trailer, and I'll follow his ass to the track.
I hear you, man. So I guess y'all gotta finish that discussion.
You see what I'm going through,
do.
Tracy? I can't get a bet if that nigga sold me his car.
Yeah, sooner or later, I guess y'all gonna come to agreement, man, if somebody actually gonna put something down and get to the track and get it on. We'll see what happens Saturday, right?
I'll bring $1,000 in the morning to work and lock it in if Tinker drive his car. Guarantee you, cash money. That's from me. And all three of us will see each other at work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. You got to, like you say, call him. And I don't know what he's going to agree on. I let him do his own thing when it comes to his car. I ain't going to do it, though. I don't know, but he said he's going to drive his car. If you watch him move, that's the last thing he said before he dropped off.
He's going to get the move soon the goddamn light come down. If his ass stay there, then he in trouble.
I hear you. Well, we'll have to see about that later, man, so... We're gonna move on in the segment about that, man. I want to go off into the next segment, and that's dealing with the young guns
amateur
of drag racing around here today. You know, we want to recognize some of the people, like I said earlier, some of the young drivers that's out there around the state of Texas and the surrounding state who trying to make a name in the grudge game. I don't know a lot of the young guys. If some young guys are out there and some of y'all know some young racers that look like they're going to turn out to be some pretty good grudge racers around and they like to bring action, you know, you can step up, push the one button, talk about them. We want to try to give these guys some recognition and try to learn them, you know, get them to learn about the grudge game so we'll know who these fellas are. So a lot of old head guys been out here for a long time, so... A lot of people know us, but we don't know some of the young guys. But I think some of the young guys, like I said earlier, these are guys that probably been racing, you know, less than 7 years, 5 to 7 years or less. They just now coming out. And I know there's some smaller tracks around here. St. Vincent's up in the Dallas area, which I know they have a big crowd every Sunday. And this is the track that's been around 15 years. Yellow Belly. There's a lot of young racers that go out to Yellow Belly. You know, it's not always that you got to have somebody's got to. I'm sound like I'm an F1 here, so. But it's not always the guys that got the bigger cars. It's just the guys that might have smaller cars, but they race. They like to race, and they some young racers out here that come Yellow Belly. They got some there, and then. San Antonio, I know they got a few here. Tinker's a young racer that's coming up in the Austin area. He's been very vocal on the show here, but he's yet to participate in a race. But he is one of the young racers that's stepping up, whether he's be going to be a fake ass racer or one that we'll race. We don't know yet, but he is running a mile, so he saying he will lock in. So until somebody actually locks something in with it, we'll see. But as far as the Houston area and the Baytown area and Louisiana area, who are some of the young guns out there that's making a name for themselves in drag racing? Man, we're going to go to the line there. There's some racers out there. If you even know some of these guys, yeah, if you come on and shed the light and talk about them a little bit, just trying to give these guys some recognition, man, and some of the young guys. Anybody want to step up to the plate and pick on some young upcoming racers that kind of hadn't been racing that many years but trying to grow a race? What we got out there, I want to speak up. Don't be shy. Hey, man, give these guys some recognition. You know, hey, one of these days we're going to all be sitting back, and these guys are going to be some of the guys who we're going to be listening to, and we just want to kind of give them some recognition. So, hey, man, put some of these guys' names out there if you know who they are.
Tracy, you've got a lot of people on the line right now, but nobody wants to step up, I guess. Press the one button and talk about the young guns.
Nobody wants to step up and talk about the young guns. Hey, man, somebody got to be the one to step up, because I know they see these races week in and week out. And, you know, the cars don't have to be, remember, the cars don't have to be a 5-0 car or a 450 car or a 3-second car. But there's a guy that's coming to the track working hard, trying to get his feet wet and actually, you know, trying to step up. I mean, trying to race. You know, you never know, that same guy that's down there might be running that 7-second car, you know, in the eight mile or something. One day a guy might be one that, you know, hey, might have a hell of a 7-0 record. He might step up one day and have a, you know, 3-4-second car. We don't know. But you see these guys and you constantly see them, and every time you look around, they probably talking smack, but they get into the starting line trying to make a race. Who are some of these guys? I think people like to know. I know myself. I like to know. The only one I can talk about in my area right now is Tinker. And Tinker done made a name on this show by talking, but he's yet to do something. But he's stepping up, but we'll see what he's going to do. But in other areas, whether it's Houston, Dallas, Louisiana, Mississippi, wherever, hey, man, throw some names out there. You see these guys, you know who they are. Don't everybody get quiet on me. Give these guys some recognition.
Sorry, Tracy, they are quiet on you, so I guess you need to talk about Tinker.
Well, Tinker dropped off now. I'm going to shed light about Tinker. Since everybody is on this show right now, probably know Tinker. Tinker was fair a lot of shit. I'm going to say that. Tinker was fair a lot of shit. But any time a man jump out there, just get a car together and had nobody jumped out on his ass and try to lock him in, man, I wonder what's going on with the grudge racing around here, because Tinker has just got his car together. He's been out a couple of times, and from what Larry said, he hasn't really set the world on fire with no impressive pass or nothing like that. But for some reason, guys around this area anyway, why are they so hesitant to lock Tinker in? I don't know. Tinker is willing to lock his money up, and I believe we all run this game of grudge racing and try to win a little money. Had nobody stepped up to try to kick Tinker's butt, and he got a fairly new car. What the reason is, I don't know. I don't know if they're leery of it or what. I don't know what the thing is, but he's one that. There's got a lot of conversation going, so it don't have to be an Austin area. I'm quite sure some guys from around the state. We got a race coming up August 18th, Dallas Raceway. I'm telling you right now, Tinker's planning on bringing his car. August 18th, Dallas Raceway, he's planning on bringing that car. So if you're out there and you know this guy, you know, you might want to try to talk to him about trying to get your race if you ain't got your race locked in. I wouldn't let Tinker come on here bulldogging like that. So anybody out there want to shed a light on some young drivers that want to try to lock Tinker in or want to put some names of some young drivers out there in your area, man, hey, speak up, man. Put your one. I got a lot of calls sitting here listening, but nobody want to step up and give these young guns no recognition. Man, those guys have been around a while. Sometimes we got to understand that we got to give these young guys that's not very vocal, throw their name in the hat. Put them out there a little bit. Give them a little recognition. One day we're going to be sitting back, and these guys are going to be some of the guys we talked about. So somebody help me out there. Help me out there.
Since you're talking about Tinka and calling Tinka a young gun, is Tinka actually considered a young gun in racing? Because it sounds like the only reason that people are afraid of Tinka to me is because there's a great possibility that if Tinka's car comes to the track, that it will be somebody, you know, it goes back to your other topic. It'll be somebody who is not a young gun, who has more experience, you know, behind the wheel, behind, you know, on the track, behind the wheel of Tinka's car. That sounds like the issue. Apparently that was the issue with Kenneth, you know. And apparently when Larry tried to lock in Tinka's car, he specifically said, as long as Tinka's driving. So is that possibly an issue? That's why Tinka is not getting a race. It's because they're afraid that if they show up at the track, that it won't be Tinka, you know, quote-unquote, a young gun, you know, somebody who's just getting in it, getting into the grudge racing scene, driving that car, but it possibly could be you who has, you know, over 25 years of experience. Could that be an issue?
I mean, well, you hear one thing about it, you know, that's possible. Anything's possible, but all in all, in this area here, you know, people might be thinking that. I don't know, they haven't came out and said it on there. We give them an opportunity to speak up, and they hold back and don't say nothing. But I have heard in this area here that a lot of people don't, you know, they feel like that I'm going to drive it. Really, man, I'm not trying to drive it. I don't want to drive it. I'm actually looking for some guys in this area to step up. And I told Tinka, man, learn how to drive your car. You know, in this area, you probably won't get some runs because people think that I'm going to drive it. I really don't want to drive it. You know, I'm looking for somebody else to step up and drive it. And if I drive it, that don't mean the damn car going to win. Like Larry said, hell, it's only going to run. When it's going to run, I just might be able to get it from A to Z. But still, it's only going to run when it's going to run. But some people, yeah, some people in this area feel the fact that somebody else is going to be in the car. And you know, around the state, you know, some people might not feel that. They just don't know a whole lot about Tinka, a whole lot about what he got. But, you know, we threw the information out there, man, trying to get some calls to shed on it. I've realized, I do understand you got some problems that have been around a long time. With people coming out with certain cars, some people have a perception that they don't want so-and-so to drive the car, and some people it don't make no difference. But I'm telling you, Tinka is a young gun when it comes to racing. He does have a car. It is running. He's been out a couple of times, and I don't understand why nobody in this area who have seen the car hadn't jumped on Tinka, and Tinka constantly come on this show trying to lock in a race. With that said, it's some cars outside of this area. I don't see why they haven't jumped on Tinka and tried to lock Tinka in. Tinka's coming to Dallas. He said he'd bring his car August the 18th. And, you know, he's looking for a race, and he said he'd lock in. So I don't know what the deal is, why people hadn't locked Tinka in, why he hadn't kind of got on board breakfast. That's one of the things I've been reading on some websites. Particularly, I heard on Hot Rod Gossip, they was talking about what happens to grudge racing in this area, why it's not a lot of activity, why it's not like it was in the old days when you had people trying to race all the time. I know the economy is what it is, but still, the cars are showing up at the track, but there's not much action going on. And we got a lot of young drivers out here, man. I don't know all of them. And I was hoping tonight some of the guys would come on and put their name in the hat, you know, let these guys be recognized, invite these guys to the show. Maybe some of these young guns can find another young gun and maybe try to jump on him. I don't know what the case may be. I need some help out there. Somebody speak up. Tell me what your view is. Tell me what you think we can do. Tinka needs, he needs to get his feet wet. So somebody needs to call Tinka out. He needs to get his feet wet. Anybody want to get it
on? Why don't you let everybody know what kind of car Tinka has?
Well, you know, Tinka done said it on the show. He's locked in. He could got a Nova with a beat block on nitrous. That's enough information. He's running a beat block on nitrous with a 29-inch tie. And, you know, he done seen it on the show. That's what he got. That's what he's running. So, anybody want to try to challenge Steve, you know, he'll take a gamble. At least he's very vocal about taking the gamble. So, he said he want to race. I don't think he'll step out of his league, but he's looking for a race that he feel like that might be a, you know, a decent race for him. I think the race that he's trying to talk with Kenneth or Larry, I think those are pretty decent races for him. I mean, I ain't with fair against him. I don't know, but they we'll see if it happens this Saturday. So I don't know if it happened. It happened. If not, we'll report it back next week. But man, you know, we have to do something about this racing and some of these young guns and some of the callers to step up to the plate and try to make action. Got a lot of races going in the Dallas area. I see they got, you know, they race down there. And I know Houston on Sunday, they come up. But I've been looking. I hadn't seen a whole lot of activity. I've been checking things out on the board. I hadn't seen a whole lot of activity going on in neither track. I don't know if it's too hot or what the case is. Are people saving their cars for the events or what? But we need to try to, you know, get some of these young guns some recognition, man. So anybody want to shed any light on it or want to talk about a subject or want to talk about a lock-in or want to talk about Tony Boss Bynes who's coming down here saying what he's going to do to Texas. Every time I go on a radio show, I talk to somebody up there. They talk about what they're going to do when they come here. So we'll see. That day is coming up. We're going off into the month of August, so it ought to get real good. Anybody want to shed any light, make some sense on what's going on with the growers here in Texas? Someone step up, push the one button, talk. I don't want to do all the talking. Somebody help me out.
Looks like the talking is still on you. You've got listeners, but no one wants to talk, Tracy.
No one wants to talk. Everybody want to be quiet tonight. We kind of shy. Well, I'm going to go out there and I'm just going to pick on some people here. I'm going to do my job and I'm going to make some people talk for the race and the grudge. I'm going to go to somebody that I know that's been around a while in the race and probably see some of these young guys, probably work on some of these young guys' car, ask them they you know what they think about it, where they think the grudge game is going, and how they fare. Jackie Dealers, I see you out there. What is your take? Go ahead, Jackie.
Hello. Can you hear me?
What's going on? Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
No, man, there's a lot of youngsters out here that, you know, they really got a lot of respect that needs to be paid for them, but, you know, I don't know really what to say. Not really a good speaker on this subject, but, you know, there's a lot of guys that really put their heart and soul in these cars you got here and race every weekend, and I don't know. I mean, to name a few, you got a few over in my shop. You got Aaron Denham's racing. He's racing hard. Just got into this deal. Kenny Duke's always looking to race anybody. He don't care. Flip, he don't care either. He wants to race anybody. You know, you got Jock over there. Jock will race anybody. Truck, bus, elephant, it don't make a damn. Jock wants to race somebody. So, I mean, in this area, you got Tony Thorne. There's a lot of different guys out there in this area that they just really don't care. They just want to line up and race. And, you know, that's good for the grudge game. But for the most part, it's like you said, the economy is kind of hurting everybody. It's hard to get these things back up and going after they go run them real hard and break them. So,
yeah.
Any of you guys out there want to step up and talk, you know, I mean, they'd probably be better about talking about themselves than I would. But, you know, I got respect for all of them. They're out there doing it. I wish I could race myself, but, I mean, right now it's just trying to keep everybody else going and at the track every weekend.
I heard that. I appreciate that, man. That's what we're looking for. For people to put these guys' names out there so some of the people who don't know or might know who they are, give these guys some recognition, man. Invite these guys to come on, talk about the show. They might find a race in another area. I'm going to go to another call out there to know some of these guys. And, you know, we're just trying to get people to mention some of these guys' names, man. You know, get your recognition with some of these guys. Who's another caller? anyone right now. I'm opening this mic up. I believe, if I ain't mistaken, this might be, he's a racer. How you doing out there, man? You want to tell the folks who you open your mic up? I want you to shed some of your light on these racers out here. Tell me what you think.
Tracy, you need to tell whoever it is that you opened up their mic.
I believe that's Daryl. I believe Daryl, that you?
The mic that he opened is 337-4583. Your mic is open. 337-4583.
He's not paying attention, so he can't hear me. We'll come back to him. We'll leave his mic open in case you want to chime in on something.
I'm
going to
close it. He's got background noise.
Okay, we'll close the mic. He got background off. We're just trying to get some of these guys out there, give them some recognition. Some of these guys, and I'm trying to find some numbers that I know. I've seen some on there that dropped off that I know. Some of these guys I don't know. I'm just trying to give some young races the opportunity to be recognized, be known in the grudge game. Man, I don't know some of these names. I'm hoping this mic right here has been around a while. 214-4667. Share the light on some of the young races you might know in your area that's great. 214-4667. Your mic is open. Okay. Maybe that guy don't want to talk. We'll mute his mic. Maybe he don't want to talk. Some guys just like to sit back and listen. So we'll find another caller and see if we can't get somebody to help us out, speak on some of these guys. I'm going to go down here in the Austin area. I see another and see what he can bring to the table for this racing. 512-8960. Your mic is open. You want to give your take on some of the young races in the area? 512-8960. Everybody's quiet. They sitting there listening. They don't want to talk. Okay, we'll mute that mic. Anybody want to step up, want to talk about some of the young races? That's one thing about some of the older races. You get the older races on here, they'll talk. You know, but you get some of the younger races on here, and they not very many of them have a whole lot to say. They kind of get kind of shy. I'm going to go down here and open another mic up.
214-7626, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, what's up, man? It's Flip.
Hey, what's up, Flip? How you doing?
Hey, not much, man. All right, bro, I've been listening to the show the whole time. I've been kind of off and on the queue because I'm over here trying to pull my transmission right now. But I'd add a couple things. One, it definitely matters. And if you don't stiff the driver, hey, you ain't grudge racing. Because I'm not for a lot of people, and I got to admit, there's sometimes that people will back out of races when they know when and if the driver or who is going to be the number two. I mean, you and I both can say, I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm bringing a knife to a gunfight here, but there's some speeds that some of these cars go that some people just don't want to go. And so you can't be mad at a guy if you've got the money to afford a car if you don't want to jump in his car. A lot of times these guys try to jump on these cars that are, I don't care if they're older or younger, or maybe they just don't want to put their life on the risk of life on the line to make these passes. But we all know as drivers, every time you step in the car, you're putting your life out there on the line. I got two little girls. I got a family I'm looking after every single week. But some of these guys are just, hey, it ain't my cup of tea. I don't want to drive. I love owning it. I love watching the burnouts. I love going down the track or watching the car go down the track. They don't want to drive. But if these guys don't stiff the driver, hey, that's their part. And I'm learning myself, stipulations is a big part of grudge racing. That's just how it is.
I agree with you on that, Phil, man. You're right. A lot of guys, that's what I'm trying to tell people. A lot of guys can afford cars, but every guy that has a car don't want to drive. Some people, like you say, they just like to be a part of it. You're right. You said a very important piece. Every time you get in one of these race cars, you hoping to make the trip. Every single time you get in one, you hoping to make the trip. And some guys, you know, don't want to be put in that position because of, you know, some guys just don't want to go that fast, or some guys feel like they can't handle it, or some guys feel like, no, man, if I get hurt, then what about my family? Yeah, for different reasons. Every guy that owns the car is not going to drive it, you know, but so you got to get some respect off to some of these older guys who've been around and some of these younger guys who are stepping up. These guys getting these cars, man, taking these chances, every time they get in the car, man, first thing they do is hope they make the trip, you know. So you're right. So you got to take your hats off, man, and I'm trying to, you know, trying to get some of these young guns, get some recognition so people know who they are, like to talk about them, give them an opportunity to do something that we wouldn't all do with these radio shows to find out who some of these young guys are. Hey, I appreciate that, Flip, man. If anybody else want to come add to that, feel free. Push the one button.
Well, one thing that you might want to note, that Flip is one of those young guns.
Exactly. Yeah, Flip is one of the young guns. We spoke about that. Flip is a guy that also that stepped up to the plate, locked in the guy from Bobby Wildchild from Georgia. We'll be doing him August 18th. So, hey, we want to give thanks to Flip for stepping up, locking in one of the East Coast races. We look forward to doing that, and hope Flip gets that ass on 18th. So, we sure appreciate that. So, anybody else want to come up and speak about some of this stuff? Because everybody don't want to make get in the car. So, give your ass off, get young guns for stepping up.
Jeff, your mic is open.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey, I'm all right, Jeff. What's going on?
Oh, you got it, man. You got it, man. You know, we're speaking about them young guns out there, man. You know, they see them cars go down that track, man, and some of the guys are scared to drive their car, man. But it all goes back to the stipulation. You know, them cats didn't skip that race, man. You got to be careful, you know what I mean? And they got to skip their race. It's like we had that situation in Houston with, you know, with them dude Harvey and them, you know. They didn't have no time on the lane, you know what I mean? So you got to skip your race. You got to, you know what I mean? If they bet their money, they got to skip their race, you know what I mean? And if somebody slipped, then somebody slipped, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, shoot, man, I enjoy seeing them guys get out there and get them cars, man, and do their thing, man. I hope to return back to the scene one day. And, hey, I went to the races down here in Woodburn last weekend, man. They had some pretty nice cars down there, you know, but a lot of them guys are old season veterans down there, you know what I mean? They have some nice
Woodburn,
cars down there.
Know where's Woodburn, guys? Everybody don't know where's Woodburn at.
Well, shit, I tell you what, I'm 5 miles from Washington, so Woodburn is 30 miles south of there. I'm in Portland, Oregon up here, man. It's still in the 70s up here, man. You know what I mean? We ain't got no 80, no 90-degree weather yet, man. Y'all send me some heat, please.
Hey, man, I tell you what, you got that good racing weather, man. You got 70 degrees.
Yeah, well, they was getting down. They didn't have the track prep just quite right, you know, for a couple of fast cars. It was a turbo Mustang come out of California, a red one. It burned down. Something happened to it. It was a fast car. That's something that's burned down. But there's some nice cars out there, some nice racing going on out there. I got out there kind of late. Me and my wife was just really riding, so I got out there kind of late, but I did get to see some nice cars out there. But all about that stipulation, man. Guys got to skip their races. Guys got to do their thing. They got to do their homework. You don't want to come up on the short end of the stick. You got to do your homework. You got to open your mouth, speak your piece. And if y'all bet your money and you don't skip your race, if you're locked in, then you're locked in. You know what I mean? But as far as who gets behind the wheel, you got to make that decision on your own.
You're right, man. You got to make that decision on your own. Guys learning, man. Some of you guys don't know. Hopefully they can learn some things, man. We're just trying to educate some of them, and hopefully they can learn. I'm going to go to the line with someone else out there. I'm open this mic up, and we're going to let them shed some light on what they think about skipping a race or what they think about some of the young guns. I'm going to go to the line and ask this fella, hey, shed some light on what you think for your race experience on this. 803-1900. Your mic is open. 803-1900. I know this guy here talk. I know who this is on the show. You want to share some light on some of these folks out this way, or what you think about their decision is on how to skip a race, 803-1900. You're very vocal. Let these folks out this way know who you are. Well, maybe that guy that worked at that famous Johnny from South Carolina, maybe he don't want to talk to Johnny. Might be at work, so he might not talk right now. Maybe if you do, we'll come back to him. I'm going to mute your mic, Johnny, but I know you're pretty vocal out there on the mic, so you can kind of give these guys some of your take on it. Y'all bringing calls out here from Carolina, so I just want to help maybe you want to say a word. Okay, we're going to go to another one and give him a chance. How you doing? 301-0159. Your mic is open. You want to share some light on that conversation? 301-0159. Your mic is open. You care to share any your experience on the topic tonight for young guns and racing and for, you know, the driver, the driving. If you like to say anything about that, I guess you want to sit back and listen. They don't want to talk tonight. Let's move on up here. We're just trying to get ready to come to the close of the show, but we're just trying to find out, you know, some other people's opinion, expect about it, what they think about it. Here we go. 832-1060. Why don't you give us shed some light on this discussion about drivers tipping a driver making a difference, and young guns racing. What do you think about that? 832-1060.
Nikki, that's your mic. Your mic is open, Nikki.
Hold on.
Hello?
What's up, Nikki?
What's up, Tracy?
Not much, man. What do you think about that?
I didn't hear you trading off pump gas in my truck.
What do you think about the topic tonight, the drivers making a difference, and young guns stepping up to the plate to grow the game? What's your take on that?
Well, I can say this. I say this much. I don't know too many young guns, but you follow the tracks of good drivers and stuff like the Twins and Darryl, and if we're interested in you and stuff, and learn how to get out of the car when you need to get out of it, because your life is in state. And it's bad as to lose your car or try to catch somebody or wreck your car. You know, your life is more important in all of that. You know, and I really don't know too many young people racing, you know. And I can say that much. Learn how to get out of them cars when it's out. And once the car's most of the time in front of you, the race almost, you might already say the race is over with. If you get wiggled or get out of whack or whatever, you know, just get out of your car, man. It ain't worth your life or tearing up your car. That's all I can say about it. I just been listening to the show, you know, and I'm sorry, I was pumping gas in my truck, you know, and I got something to tell you, man. I might get the key to the vault and let the truck out. You know, we might let that truck out of the vault, you know. Drake still got it locked up, but I might get the key to get it out of there.
So
what
they say, you might have
the
truck down
in August 18th, or was that what you're saying? Or what? Well, we might have the truck out there if I could talk Drake, give the key, and let it out of there. But we will see. But we will have something else down there. Believe me.
Yeah,
it's going to be
down
on.
We're going to be looking forward to seeing you. You know I'm locked in with Parker Rain. That's the one that kind of got away from me all up in Mississippi. So, you know, I'm going to see if I can apprehend him when he comes down here. I'm going to apprehend him, and he's going to apprehend me. So hopefully they don't go back to East Coast 2-0 against us. But, hey, I'm going to do what I got to do to try to get there first.
Well, you know, like we had a little problem with the truck, but, you know, he better got around us anyway, you know. But, hey, a win is a win, you know. We took it like a goat, you know. And, I hope you do good with him and maybe get a chance to run again. You know, I don't know. But it's fit on the boss man. The boss man gives the key, we'll let the truck back out. But we're going to bring some heavy stuff down there. We're going to be like Gomer Plow. We're going to be surprise. And we're going to be ready to race.
All right, man. We're going to be looking forward to it, man. Hey, if y'all do any testing and feel like y'all see something y'all like, hey, just let me know, man, and we'll see what we can to make something happen. Well, hey, man, appreciate your steps coming on, man. Speak about it. Hope to see you down there. So,
all right.
You can hang on. We'll leave the mic open. You can hang on. We're going
to
move on.
Oh, yeah, I'm still listening to the show.
Okay, you're just trying to get some other views and educate these guys on something about stepping up to drag racing. Trying to get a different opinion from people in different places. Who we got?
Okay.
682-9409. Your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, apparently they pushed the one button by accident.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to go on down and we're just trying to get everybody to chime in. Some people kind of shy. Sometimes you got to just call on people and let them share what they know about the race. And I'm not sure. 214-4667. 214-4667. Your mic is open. You care to give what you know about the young guns and skipping the race? What do you think about it?
Hey, Tracy, this is Kenny Took. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, Kenny, man? Hey, don't be shy, man. You know you're a young and upcoming racer, and this game, man, he's just got to step up. We're trying to put some of these guys out here and let people around the country know who some of these folks are. And, You're driving a Taurus car now, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I called about. Hey, I'd like to get a rematch with the Tony Vines and the Darula. You know, they left out of there. Houston talking, you know, like they done did something. So tell them to come on back, and if they want to do something with that car, we'll get on them again.
Well, he's definitely coming. I tell you what, I know Tony had a hot show going earlier. I'm going to see if I get Tony on the line right there. Hey, see if we can get Tony on the line while Kenny Duke's on the phone. Well, y'all don't know Kenny is the driver of the Taurus.
Yes, yeah.
Camaro. They ran in Houston and with the Darula car and Tony Vines kind of got away, so I'm quite sure they want to rematch with us. So
we'd
like to build this video here, Kenny, man. You know, hey, step in, man, push the one, kind of get it, chime in, get these guys. We're trying to just put it out there, man, get some of these guys some time time and let people around the state, different part of the state know who they are, trying to match people up, bring some good racing. So, hey, I'm glad to see you on, man. I'm going to see when we get Tony. Are you trying to get Tony on the phone?
Hey, one more thing. I was going to say, we're going to have the little Black Love running out there, too, or we're working real hard. That's what we're shooting for. We're waiting on part, converter, stuff like that. So it's going to be a race to the finish to see if we can get it done. But, you know, that'll be something we're looking for something on. You know, it's a big block. It ain't nothing real fancy. But, you know, high four somewhere in that area, 29.5.
Hey, you got a
love truck on what side? 29.5.
29.5.
Big block, small block.
That's big block. That's all they need to know.
Okay, that'll work.
Hell,
I ain't trying to
bob
nobody.
Hey, you got guys out there coming from out of state, man. We don't want to take too much. We want to kind of. You got a big block on 29.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got big block automatic nitrous on 29. Let them, you know, get in with
it. Let
them
do the rail.
Yeah, I'll race.
I've been beat many times. I can get beat again.
I heard that, so. Okay, I'm trying to see if I can get Tony or somebody from the Prime Time Camp on since you stepped up and made it, because he definitely, I heard him on another show talking about coming down here giving that car a rematch, so. We'll see.
I couldn't get Tony on the line. If you'll hold on, I'll see if I can get Cowboy. Hold on.
Okay, yeah. They had a hot show going on another show, and I think Tony was going to be one of the speakers on there, so he might be full. But anybody else want to step up, want to chime in on something while waiting, think we get somebody from the prime time camp on the phone, anybody want to share? I got somebody right here. Let me see what they got to say. See if we can get them.
Hey, you got your dad,
979-4224. Want to shed your light on some of the brush actually going on with these young guns and stepping the race. The driver make a difference.
All right.
979-4224. Your mic is open. I guess you know, you don't want to say nothing. Some of these people sometimes just like to sit and listen. That's all good and dandy, but sometimes we just gotta call them and then they'll speak up. So we'll go back and mute his mic and go on to the next fella here and see if he can't, see if he wanna say something while we're waiting to see if we get somebody from Prime Time Camp on. 843-583.
Tracy, you've got Cowboy on the line. You can see if he has time to talk.
Okay. Cowboy, what's going on?
What's happening? What's happening, bro?
And Cowboy, you know the card y'all read. Y'all came to the ring, Camaro, Story, and Batman, Camaro.
Yeah, well, say that again now. I can't hardly hear you.
You know the Camaro that y'all came down and read, Tori and Batman and Camaro.
Yeah.
Okay. The new driver of that car is on the phone. Yeah, this is Cowboy, the one that's in the primetime camp. The mouth of primetime is who he is. You can talk to him, Kenny. He's on the line.
Yeah, what's up, man?
All right, what's happening?
Now, shoot, not a whole lot. Y'all want to do something else with that little black car of Tori's that y'all whooped up on out there in Houston? The 18th.
Okay, you talking about Batman car?
Batman, yeah. Well, it's Tori's car. Batman drove it. And now I'm
We don't know, because we got a lot of races doing before we get there, so we don't know what car is going to be right or what car we're going to take there yet.
That's cool.
Because I say this weekend got to be in Memphis and Mississippi all weekend, so I don't know.
Right, you don't know which ones y'all gonna. I got you. Well, that's cool.
I know we're bringing money. Well, I think we're bringing money maker, but I got to make sure the car is right first before we book a raid. Well, up in there.
Right.
I heard on the internet. I heard on the show to say, Cowboy, y'all got a raid. Y'all running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this coming weekend, right?
Right, we're running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
What y'all running? Tell people that's good. What y'all running? I heard y'all.
Okay,
we're
running
in
Memphis, Tennessee, I think, Friday night. And Saturday, we run in Aberdeen, Mississippi. And Sunday, we run in Holly Springs, Mississippi.
So y'all working with y'all just come out of Chicago last week, huh?
Yeah, man, just got back yesterday from Chicago.
Well, y'all busy
up this way,
huh?
So we whooping ass everywhere we go.
Hey,
y'all
going
to see your host back
now. Well, y'all going to get y'all ass full when y'all come back to Texas. You know that, right?
When we come to Dallas, Texas, you going to get an ass
whoop
for that black sumbitch. Yeah.
We're going to whoop some more ass.
Yeah, bring that red car.
We'll see
about that.
We never get tired of whooping ass. We call the ass whooping prime time.
Come on down here.
You can call us the ass whooping.
Mm-hmm. Come on down here. Come on down here and get some of that black car.
Hey, and then that test it, but.
Hey, and bring that confidence
home
with you.
And then
bring that
confidence. You say, well, I cannot whoop prime time. I got the best gravel. We are the best in the world. We just can't be whooped.
Y'all are. Y'all are. Y'all are the best. That's why I want to whoop y'all's ass.
Yeah,
you like
said that last time. You said that last time. Hey, all them boys said the same thing last time. We went to Houston, Texas. We're going to whoop your ass. We're going to whoop your ass.
Yeah.
What
happened? That's easy money. That's easy money, then. That means that should be no thinking about it. That's easy money. Come on back down here.
Everywhere we go, going to be easy money.
Bring that red car and bring that confidence with you, because I don't want to chase you around
the
stage.
The red car gone, man. Man, the red car gone. The red car won too much race. We fucking off. Red car gone.
Okay. All right, so that race can't happen no more.
We bring another Camaro. We got money, man.
Yeah.
Tell him what money maker. He don't know what money maker is. Tell him what money maker is, cowboy. Money maker ain't nothing but a Camaro, a heavy, big Camaro with no wheelie bar. 29, I don't know what we might do when we get there. We might put Willie bars on. I don't know. Call her Tony Field. However Tony Field. We might leave it like this.
Well, I can't speak on that.
If we come there with it, you definitely got a race.
You can definitely get a race. Okay. Tell you what, we'll talk about it when you get here.
You got a race.
Okay.
With that main old car, you definitely got a race.
Okay. We can maybe do something, then. We'll just have to see when you get here. Hell, I don't even know what I'm talking about. I ain't never seen the car. I guess I can Google it. Y'all are all over the internet, so we'll see about that.
Man, you can see the car. The car ain't nothing.
Oh, you know, I know.
Hey, that the car ain't nothing, man. You can see the car, boy. You just don't want to see the car when you do see the car. Man, I can't wait to get to y'all, man.
I know that's right.
Y'all ain't sweet in cotton meat. Y'all sweet in bad meat. Y'all sweet up there in Texas, man. Shit,
I can't barely hear you. I know you're talking, but I can't hardly hear what you're saying.
I might move in Texas.
You might move to Texas.
Now,
you like it.
Yeah.
You like
Texas. I'm going to move on y'all ass. I'm going to have to move to Texas. So y'all ain't going to let me back out of there.
Yeah, I hear that. Well, come on down here and get you some of that Camaro. Bring what you got, and we'll see what we can do.
We coming. You know we coming. All right,
bro. Oh, yeah. You'll remember me when you see me.
I no, you'll remember
see why you was here last time.
We won. You'll remember us.
All right, brother.
You'll remember us.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, y'all have a good one. I'm going to get off here.
Okay, then, Tommy. All right, Cowboy, man. With you, we get y'all, man. Tell Tony call, man. You know, I know he's going to do his thing. He got a full schedule this weekend. And, you know.
Yeah,
so.
Man.
Tell me, man. I'm still a host from the weekend, man. I'm still a host. I got too much money in my throat.
I got one.
I can't hardly talk. I got too much money in my throat. I can't hardly talk.
Y'all won that much money, huh, though?
All right, won that much.
Is that right? Well,
yes,
sure
I can't hardly
when you come down here, so you take this guy and take some from y'all, okay?
Man, we're going to bring that same money we took from Texas. We're going to bring it back to Texas.
I hate spending it.
Well, we hope you send y'all back with Kool-Aid face this time, you know, and try to make it go off with her. I know
well,
you already did. All right, well, tell Tony to call because guys, we want to race him in.
Well, we'll be there.
You'll be there?
Yes,
okay,
we'll be there.
All right.
Oh.
All right. Okay, man. Well, thank you. Good job of being here. We look forward to seeing y'all, man. Good luck to y'all this weekend. What y'all do up that way. Y'all stay safe on that road, man.
Okay, thank you, then.
All right. All right, now. All right, anybody else out there got their hand up, want to say something? What we got? Let me see.
I can't do it when you distracted.
Well, we're running out of time here. I just want to tell everybody, thank everybody for coming on, man, and continue to try to push the word around for some of these young guys, get their names out there in the drug game. Also, for some of these guys who don't quite understand stipulating the race, how you got to stipulate a race. We got a comp to try to work on educating these guys and you know who we're dealing with and know how to step a race, man, because sometimes you try to keep some of the confusion down. So, you know, it's going to take all of us. We're all a very important part of this grudge game, so we got to try to work with each other and get understanding and trying to make these races happen and make them go off as smooth as they can so we won't run into some of this confusion. Hey, man, that's about all I got, man. If anybody else got anything they can say, they want to say, they can step up, push the one button, and say it. Other than that, man, you know, hey, we'll see y'all next week. If nobody has anything to say, we'll look forward to trying to talk about more grudge madness on the Grudge Inc. show. So I guess we'll take a commercial break. And
no, Tracy,
man,
hold
gonna,
on. Tracy,
talk?
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Hold on. You had a mic, the hand that just came up.
Okay,
985-3691. Your mic is open.
All right, how y'all doing? My first time calling in. What race they talking about in Texas they got coming up? I'm from Louisiana.
August the 18th, we got the Atomic Dog showing us racing, Grudge Fest, Ultimate Grudge Fest going on at Dallas Raceway, August the 18th.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so, you know, hey, if you're available, man, tell some of your friends and try to make it out there. We got guys coming from the East Coast. We got a few cars locked in, and the guy was on. It's one of the guys from the prime time camp. They coming out here to get their butt whooped again. So, hey, man, if you can come out here with some of your friends, man, y'all come out here. It'll be a pretty good show, man.
All right.
Louisiana, who is this that we've got on the line?
This is These Nuts Racing from Louisiana.
Who?
These Nuts Racing.
What kind of cars y'all get?
We got two Mustangs. We're working on them right now. They'll be ready pretty soon. We should be traveling around trying to come make some of the races out there in Texas, maybe Carolina and Georgia, hopefully. 2810-5 cars.
2810-5 cars.
Yeah, stock
suspension.
Okay,
stock suspension. Okay, what's your name again? These Nuts Racing. What's this? These Nuts Racing, huh?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, man. Hey, man. you for coming on, man. Every Tuesday, man, at 7 o'clock, we try to put word out there, try to find something to talk about, try to talk about races going on around here in the Texas, Louisiana area, Oklahoma, Arkansas, whatever. We just want guys to come on and try to meet each other, find out where we're from, try to support each other races, just try to make this good dream grow and bring action, man. So I appreciate you coming on, man.
No problem. I appreciate you having us on the show.
Okay, man. Thank you, Dean. That's right. Anybody else out there?
817-625-8.
Yeah, Tracy, can you hear me still?
Yeah, I can hear you. Who is this?
Hey, man, this is Jack. Yeah, I just want to say I forgot them C-Town boys. Didn't need to, but, man, them guys, they show up. They race hard. They deserve recognition. You got Daryl Easy B. You got Tony Strachan from C-Town. I mean, Richie Price, them guys, they show up and they race hard at every event, and they give it their all. I think they deserve recognition, and anytime you see them guys at track, they will definitely give you a race, no quarrels, no griping. I mean, they're there to race and have fun, enjoy themselves, and it's really refreshing to see some guys out there that just come out there to race and not do a bunch of arguing and everything. So I wanted to call back in and make sure they got the recognition that they deserve. So.
Hey, I appreciate it, Jackie. Man, why don't you have the guys call in on Tuesday, man, and see what's out there and talk about it. They might find somebody online they want to call out. Hey, as you know, August 18th is going to be a big day. They might see somebody from around the area they might want to race. So, hey, man, invite the guys to call in and talk about it, man. This show is for everybody. This is a Grudge Madness show sponsored by Grudge Inc. And what it's for is to get our names out there in Grudge Racing, get people to know each other. From around the state of Texas and outside the state of Texas, all the way on the East Coast, trying to make the guys on the West Coast. We're trying to mix it up, so we need everybody to play a part in this Grudge game, man, to bring action. So, hey, I appreciate it, man. Encourage you guys to call, step up, make themselves known.
Well, one thing for sure, for the guys that don't know them, if they see C-Town on the back window and they want to race, all they got to do is ask them, them guys will be happy to race you. They don't care if you're in the league or not, they're ready to go. So I just admire what they're doing with it, and I left them out earlier, and that's why I wanted to call in and give them their recognition. I'll let somebody else talk now. Thanks, Tracy.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. Anybody else want to see any light and give somebody some recognition, some of you young guns? What we got?
Ricky, go ahead. Your mic is open.
Real quick, I was just going to tell you, Tracy, we just got a race locked in. I was a couple of guys. I was going to try to get them on the line. How much more time we got left on the show?
We got a little time. Somebody was trying to call me a while ago from a 972 number. I couldn't click over to get it. It might be who it is. I don't know. You got a 972 number?
Nah, I'm going to try to, it might have been, I'm going to call, it's stolen over, and see how I'm going to try to get them on the line and see if they
on,
if they can
get. If you can get them on the line, go ahead and try to get them on the line real quick.
Okay,
I'll
call you back.
Okay, call back and get them on the line. Get them a call in right quick. Okay, anybody else want to shoot any light, give some of the young girls or some of the stipulation about racing, make a few more comments before we get out of here. You know, we're trying to build this thing up and be sure to everybody.
Tracy, I had to close Jackie's mic. His mic, he's got.
Yeah, it sounds like he had a lot of noise, yeah. Yeah, man, I just want people to know this show is for everybody, man. And, you know, just to kind of get the word out there, talk about the Grudge game, learn who's who, learn where they're from, how they fit. How we can make a race, how we can stipulate a race, you know, just to where we can try to make some fun out of this Grudge Racing, man, and travel around and support each other's race and bring action, you know. So, hey, it's always good to have newcomers come on and try to invite them to shed their light on the Grudge game, man, and help try to bring some action. So, anyone out there want to, before we get out here, we're waiting on another caller to call in. Anybody out there want to shed their light? Feel free. I see a number out here. I'm opening this mic up. I hadn't seen this. So I'm opening this mic up here. I hadn't seen this number in a while before, so I'm trying to find out. Hey, man, won't you? 313-6638. Shed some light on this Grudge Racing here. Your mic is open. 313-6638. Come on, talk to me. Tell me what you think about this Grudge Racing, how we can make racing better. Some of the young guns, regardless of where they're from, in your area or for stipulating the rate. What do you think? 313-6638. Your mic is open. Well, maybe they want to call or just like to listen. That's all fine. You know, some people don't like to talk. They just want to listen. But, you know, I try to give people advice. People give them an opportunity to talk. So it is what it is, man. We appreciate them calling in. Regardless, we like for everybody to be able to say something. I'm going to come back to this line here and see if this person want to say something. 337-4583. Your mic is open. You want to share something on this? 337-4583. Your mic is open. You want to share something on this? Okay, that again, another guy just like want to sit in and listen. That's all fine, too. We'll let him sit there and listen. Look like the paper came back on the line. I'm going to tell him, the guy said he got 29 inside. Let me open his mic. 512-7376. Thank you.
What's going on? What do you think about the 29? What happened? You said somebody
was,
I heard
him
earlier, with
that
Chevy Love or something like that?
Yeah, some guy with a Chevy Love, Kenny Duke, said he's going to be in Dallas. He got a Chevy Love on 29 with a pink locket.
Okay, I'd like to talk to him about it if he's still out there.
Let me see if Kenny's still out there. Looks like he might have fell off, but he'll probably be on next week.
Tracy, it's after 9 o'clock. I can't get anybody on the line now. Okay, well, we all run out of time. I don't know if Ricky and them going to be able to get on. If not, we might have to get them on next week. We're running out of time.
Tracy, if you'll carry just a couple of minutes, let me hold on just a second.
Well, while she's trying to get them on the line, man, we want to talk about the upcoming event coming up August the 18th. Should be a very good event. Look like hopefully the weather still be good. The boy's going to be hot. But, hey, we're going to do what we got to do to survive it. Want to thank everybody for calling in the show tonight. And we look forward to getting the word out on August the 18th. Atomic Dog, showing up racing. Ultimate Grudge Fest going on at Dallas Raceway. This show, again, was sponsored by GrudgeInc.us. They got a lot of races going on. It's big prime time. A guy just came on the Grudge Inc. show, took them up to Chicago, and they had a good weekend, sound like. And as y'all heard, Boss Mind's main man, Cowboy, said they're going to come to Texas. Ain't nothing in Texas, but if I ain't mistaken, he said it wasn't nothing. I'm not going to say that because I don't like saying that, but he didn't say something. He didn't say a very good word about Texas, so hopefully we get to kick their butt. They can go around when they come down here, because they come down here, and we're going to try to do what we do to them. So I'm going to wait 1 second and see if she comes back. If you got these people on the line, if you got them on the line there, you know. She hasn't came back yet, so I'm going to call my phone. I don't got one more phone to know how to work every gadget to click these people in, so. I'm going to give her one more minute, man. We're out of time here, so I'm just trying to see if the person want to come on. If not, man, next Tuesday, same time, same place, you know, we're going to be trying to bring action. We're trying to build things up for the August 18th show. Encourage your racers, encourage your friends to call in, go to the Internet. If they don't like to call in online, they can go to the Internet and, we try to put the links on a lot of these race boards, and they can go to Tommy Dog.
I'm trying to get Ricky on my phone. He called me. I'm trying to get him back on my phone so that he can get Stolen Nova on the phone, if you'll bear with me for just a second.
Okay, well, we're back with you. We want him to come on and see what he got to say, talk about what he want to talk about. Again, you can go to AtomicDogDragRacing.com. I got a grudge 8 link on the board. If you want to listen to the show on the internet, you're welcome to go listen on the internet. We try to post it on other boards. You click on the 8, that'll take you to it. If not, you know, we encourage people to call in. As I said once before, this Grudge Madness show is for everyone. It's for everyone's enjoyment, for everyone's entertainment, and try to make some sense out of this Grudge Racing. Try to get racers locked in. Give guys the opportunity to talk about their show. Just spread the love around, man. There ain't nobody in this Grudge game no bigger than nobody. We all a family, all a part of it. We just got to do what we got to do to make our, do our part in it, try to make the game spread around. You know, just hopefully we can continue to build on it, continue to give exposure, give some of these guys some recognition, make some action.
Okay, Tracy, I've got Ricky. Ricky, you on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ricky.
All right, let me try to see if I can reach. Let me get them all. Hold on one second. So I couldn't reach Corey, but I can get Tony. Hold on.
What? You couldn't get him to call show. The line's gone off. It's off air, so I guess you got to get him on like this.
What? We're trying to do, I've got Ricky on my phone, and Ricky's trying to do a three-way on his phone.
And it's stolen over. He got a lock-in, and he's got somebody he's trying to get locked in.
Right now, I'm not really sure.
Okay, we'll give him a few.
Hey, Tony. Yeah. Tracy, you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
All right, Tracy, that's stolen over.
What's going
hey, what's
on?
What's up, man? Not much. What's going on, man? You got locked in? You want to lock somebody in? You locked in with somebody you want to put out there?
Yeah, I'm locked in with Undertaker, Corey. I'm going to lock him down on the 18th.
Corey, the Undertaker?
Yeah.
Out of Trojan camp.
Where are you
from? Out of Trojan camp. Say again?
And it's a stolen over.
The stolen over.
For August 18th. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Going down.
Oh, it's going down. All right, man. We appreciate it, man. Y'all come on the show, man. And you know much about the show. You ever come on the show?
Yeah, this is my first time. But I'm going to be
on
the real now.
We come on at 7 o'clock. And you got the number 646-200-4419. You can come on or you can go on the internet on the blog talk. You can click on the link from the website, grudgeinc.us, Atomic Dog Drag Racing, and you can click on the link and listen to it on the internet. If you're sitting around and nothing to do, if you want to go back and listen to the show, it's always available. They record it, so you can always go back with it. Hey, man, invite your friends to come on and talk about it. We're trying to make action. We got guys from around the state to be coming on, and you might find somebody out there from another state that you might want to try to get at and make some action. We're trying to, move around with this Grudge Racing. This Grudge show, Grudge Madness show, is for all of us. This show is for all of us. And so, I encourage everybody to participate. This is not a one-man show. Anybody can talk on my show. I welcome anybody. It's for everybody. It's just for the Grudge gang, the Grudge family to come out here, to put it out here. We got guys from different parts of the state, man. You never know. We want to travel. Some are coming here like the East Coast guys. So, hey, man, invite your friends. Call in at 7 p.m. next week. And we're just trying to bring action, man. I appreciate you coming home, man. But we're trying to do what we do with this Grudge race.
Okay, yeah, man, Gabriel's sitting in his office now trying to bring it up, but we can't find it. Today's show on the internet.
And it went out there. We come on at 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock, a little after 9, and to go off the internet, but you can't go back and stay for the next 20, 30 minutes. If you go on AtomicDogDragRacing.com or you go on to GrubGeek.us, the shows are recorded. They will come up, and you can look by the date and click on it, and you can listen to the night show. But if you don't know about it, I mean, you know, just next weekend, next Tuesday, hey, man, y'all feel free to call in. Push the one button. Hey, man, talk. Put it out there, man. We got people out there listening. We got people out there you probably want to run. So I encourage y'all to call in. Okay?
Tracy, we got hand up. We got another hand up. They had their hand up earlier and they dropped off. 817-4676, your mic is open.
Yeah, this is AD out of Fort Worth, Texas.
What's up, AD?
Y'all can you hear me?
Yeah, it ain't nothing, man.
Just an up and coming young gun. I want to get that stolen Nova.
Oh, he's on the line. He's on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, who was that? This is AD, driving the red and black Camaro.
Red and black Camaro?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want some too?
Yeah, I want. That's why I clicked in. I want to get in.
All right, you can get some too. What kind of red and black Camaro? I don't think I know you.
Yeah, hey, it's got four wheels and wheelie bars like yours.
He's hilarious.
You said you got a Fort Worth.
Yeah, it's out of Fort Worth.
All right, well, we can touch the water. We'll see what it is.
All right, this is stolen over, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll see it. I want to get at you.
All right, we'll see what it is. You say your name is what now?
On the 18th, huh?
I said you say your name is what?
A.D.
A.D. You said A.D.?
Yeah. What's your name again?
What everybody know you by, man?
Huh?
What everybody know you by?
That's it. That's what everybody know you by. Hey, next time I see you at the track, I'm going to come up and introduce myself.
All right. No problem. Ain't no thing.
What can we lock in? Hey, you want to know? You want to lock in a stack or two?
Ricky, tell us over. Are you still on the line?
Did he fall off?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, Ricky, we can hear you.
Okay, were you just calling me?
Hey, yeah, I was asking if you want to lock in, but yeah,
man. Hey,
D. Yeah.
Hey, D, you still on? I
can't see a stolen number on the lock in or stop or two.
No, I mean, but he don't know who you are. That's what kind of. Did everybody know you by AD?
Yeah, that's what they know me by.
Oh, okay. Who you race with?
I'm a solo, man. I'm an outlaw, a renegade. I'm a solo.
Oh, okay. That don't sound.
Ricky.
Who Aaron. Aaron. I know who you are.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know who you are. I just don't know you by AD. You know, I know you by Aaron. Well,
I guess
what you have to do, because, I mean, it's kind of, you have to get with Tolan over and then let him check you out, let him look at your car, because, you know him, but he don't know you, so it'd be kind of hard for him to lock something in. I mean, I think it's about even. Yeah, I think y'all set up about even, but, you know, I really can't speak for him like I can for Peanut, so you have to, you know, get with him on that.
We'll check you out at D, see what it is.
Okay.
If you're faster than me, then you know you like to give yourself. You already know
it. I'll let him give him, man. I'm a racer, dog. I'll let him give him something.
Ain't that triple nipple? That's all I got.
I don't even care. I don't want to know that. That's more than I asked to know.
All right, well, we'll see.
All I want to do is race, man. I'm new to this. I've been watching everybody race. Now I want to get in. Y'all been having too much fun. I'm tired of watching.
Hey. Is this Black Aaron?
Huh?
Is this Black Aaron I'm talking to? Black Aaron. Is this Black Aaron I'm talking to? You still on?
Yeah. No, I don't know. No Black Aaron.
Black 6-8 with the red stripes.
No, my car is 6-7. My car is 6-7.
Black 6-8 with the red stripes, right?
No, I got a 67.
Huh?
No, I have a 67.
A 67?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. It'd be a good race, Tony, but just go, you know, just get your chance to take a car next Tuesday. I can do it this weekend, and next time on the show, hey, I can have a satellite there, and we can go out and do it on the show. That sound like a deal?
Yeah, it's all good, man.
All right. Yeah, so you lock it in. He said it's a good race. But, like, yeah, just go check him out, Cam.
All right, Tracy, man. You know, I'm questioning this shit. I still got the rap on.
Huh?
Okay, you know, I'm still questioning. I'm trying to laugh.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Tracy. Yeah, can you hear me?
Tracy.
Rick.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes, sir. I catch up with you.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, you can do this part, Tony.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, do you hear me?
Yes.
What do you say? Hey,
do you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hey, are you still online? This is what we're going to do.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm still online.
Let me just do this here. Because my uncle don't really know your song. You know, I know you pretty good. And it's kind of rock side for him to lock in some, but I like being in. We'll like you in on showing up racing to lock in.
Alright.
So, I mean, it ain't gonna be nothing, you know, we ain't not like you with no chance, but it'll be a bad
chance. I can't hear you, Rick. I can't hear you.
I said we'll lock you in for that day on the 18th with a back half car.
I'll
go ahead and do that one.
But you gonna lock it in for him?
No, with my car.
Well, I ain't never seen your car ever.
No, not so many people have. So, it's a back ass. Yep.
Well, I'm gonna lock in some with him, and then like you said,
only thing I got fiberglass with the doors in the hood.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what.
Everything is metal.
I'm gonna check you out like he wanted to check me out. Then we'll see.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I understand you saying you wanted to check it out, but I mean, I think you know Tony would be a good race. I think, but we'll just have to see.
All right, man. I catch up with y'all going out there this weekend.
Not sure. It's probably, I'm telling you the truth. We ain't gonna be probably finished putting together until like the day before the 18th.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully these tempers come down. I ain't going to track till I get out these triple digits. I can't do the heat like that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I ain't been out there the past month.
Well, we're gonna have to figure out a way. Well, we're gonna have to figure out a way for Tony to at least get to look at your car.
Yeah, I'll make it out there. We'll figure out something. I mean, it ain't nothing.
Okay. Well, yeah, we ain't gonna probably be up till the 18th. So, if anybody wanna jump on it, they better jump on it that day. All right, then we'll catch you up, Tracy.
All right, man. I'm gonna get on to it. See if I can get something done. I'll get it to y'all later.
All right.
Yeah.
Tracy's back on here.
Okay, man. Hey, well, we're going to get out of here, man, and we thank everybody for coming in again on grudging.us sponsor, the Tommy Dog Grudge Madness. Hey, man, we're going to keep doing what we do. Everybody trying to get ready for the August 18th event. We're looking forward to a lot of races coming out and looking forward to guys stepping up, making action. We appreciate the names that were mentioned and the young and up-and-coming races in this Texas area. Hey, I keep encouraging people to call in, speak your voice. Once again, this show is for everybody. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. We'll see you next week, same time, 7 p.m., 646-200-4419. Have a good time. Be looking to see everybody August 18th. We out of here.
You are now logged in to grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
You got this, bitch?
I just got it last week.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in the store. I can't upgrade to December. I want to get this motherfucker, man.